It's a katan resh yud zayin. Okay, so in the case where it's male, it's one klaf. So even though it's one klaf going into all four parshias, it's four batim. It's kosher. You put a chutar meshicha between the batim.
Shalosh.
What's a loymer? Shekim and shekosav parshias bar echad. Since the parshias were written in one or. You have to put a thread or a string or a gid between the batim. Kelo says hecker shabatim moved on. That indicates that we look at the batim as being separate. Oh, because the parsha is a dalad aris, ain't tzarich losses klum bein bayis the bayis. This requirement. Putting something there only applies when it's one klaf. Now, v'yesh person the whole gavni tzarich losses have lubein habatim. Some say you always require it. Mechein yishlina, you should do that. V'shikosav ha-makar, but l'kamam sif nunalov v'yavr chut. And Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to put this chut in between. And again, there are some people which you've probably seen tefillin which do that. Because of Bataz, Adam Ha'akev, Shom is not Ma'akev, Sheikir, Kesvor, Harishan. So this running of the thread between the batim is not Ma'akev, Bidiyev, Mikiradin.
Okay, you don't have
the thread going in between, it's not Ma'akev. Now he's going on the average case. He's not talking about a case over here of the parsha, when it's one parsha, one klaf. Saying the average case, which I mentioned to you, that the first opinion says you don't need it over there because they're distinct already. And some say you always need it. Well, we don't possibly, that someone say you always need it. Now, if you wrote the Shalyad, and four parshias. And four klofim, and you put them into four batim your yotzo. Bekoshkin menichem a bayis echad the tvei odef. If you put into one container for sure, that's even better. So, but it's only kosher if you cover it over with a piece of ore. Which so theoretically we discussed. I think we discussed. You may not take a shalrosh which has been used as a shalrosh and demote it to a shalyad. If it's never been used as a shalrosh yet, could be you're allowed to demote it. But what you would do is this eitz of covering it over with a piece of ore, one piece of ore, which would make it like one unit. And the Ramah said, in that situation, you should put debit between the batim. Reminig Ratzalomer, Imenichem Abayis Echad. After Vali Yotzim, Kamokam Chaskila Mitzil Adapka. Even though you put into one bias, you fit all four into one bias, but still they should be connected together. Because of Chaskila, after Chaskila Mitzil Litzavar Parshis Shayab Beklav Echad, you're supposed to make it one, all four in one klav. If you did write in four separate parshias, it's a zidlak b'diyavid. So you should connect the batim together, like gluing them together, and then put the parshias.
So what are you gluing exactly?
The batim.
You're gluing the batim together. Right?
Correct.
Not the parshias.
No.
So the parshas you're leaving separate, because the parshas are also four, right?
He says, right. If you run on four klofim, you put in four separate batim. Your yotze, it's not that, but the mitzvah, but the shalyad really supposed to be one unit.
Mm-hmm.
So that you do by connecting the batim together.
Wait, in the Sefer Torah, there's obviously you connect different klafim with that gid, that right? Is it some kind of a gid? Why can't you do that if you wrote it with four klafim? Why can't you attach it with a gid and then it'll be like a sefer Torah, and then it'll be all connected as one? Or maybe that's not considered a connection.
Well, we have this argument before: is sewing together considered one unit or not? So that's really the same. It's the same question.
Same question.
Yeah. Now, when this is told as partial reviews, what to the cost of a klav levada filach achilo ladbika b'dazel havekadiyevit? If in case where you wrote it like correctly on one klav and you made a mistake on the last one, so you can cut off the one which is there and put a different one on, and then that's considered, and then you'll connect it. That's considered like this b'diyevit that we said that's kosher. But several parshiyos is kosher b'diyevit. Obviously, it's only relevant.
Well, it's kosher b'diyevit if what parshiyos?
If the last parsha was written incorrectly, you'll remove the parsha which is there and replace it with a new parsha. Then you connect that one. Fine. Devar kosher, when you connect it, it should be devar kosher. But behematur, it has to be from a kosher animal. It doesn't have to be, it can be, we said before, it doesn't have to be an animal which had shkita. It has to be from a kosher species. Mm-hmm. Because prima godim, the zel rock the mitzvah, avalod the kuba, keeping the dibuk and a makim, and really incubated by mamadabik. So here's what we said this idea. Any situation where dibuk is not necessary, then we don't mind if we use it in improper means for dibuk. Any case where dibuk is necessary, we're going to mind what it's going to be relevant what type of item you're using to glue it together. A few more sifrim over here. Memches, in tiba batim mezavoy or behemet tmeya is psulim. If you cover it with gold or with a non kosher species of leather, it's possible. Or persha also or mitchila mi behemet tahara. The case was you have one layer of kosher species, and then on top of that, rechakak tiba aloisa or mi behemet tmeya. You cover that over, you attach on some behemoth tamayah, filach psulim. Filachotim macham ashinim, shashinim nira, even if this covering you put did not block the vision of the shin, you made a hole in it so you could see the shin. So really, you have a kosher tefillin beneath it with the shin sticking out like you're supposed to and visible like you're supposed to be. And on top, you have this or behemoth tamayah which you've attached onto it. It's possible.
Talking about the
tefillin shel rosh. In the case of
tefillin shel rosh. What's special about zahav? You mean anything?
Anything.
Any metal, plastic?
Rather, more give an example. A person thought person came along and covered it with zahav, and he thought
shel yah doesn't have shins.
It's a hitter or anything.
Right, he thought it was a hitter, and the memoir says that that's very nice if it's possible.
Tefillin
shel
yah doesn't have shins.
Right. Halacha l'moshe memtes. Behema v'chaya taharim. When you sew it up with the gidim, the sinews of a behema or a chaya, which is kosher, the kosher species. You take by the tendons, which are found by the akev, by the heel, which are very, very white. If the gid is cut is hard, you could bang it down with stones. Actually, also kipishtun till it becomes like spread apart, like thin, like pishtun. And then you sort of you spin it together and make a thread out of it. That's what we're going to run. The besefs that cut and some involved. The beinim is that to be only shmor. That to be has to be done only shmor. The shem trillin. Your rabbi pribegad and mafakim v'kim is that they're not so convinced. They disagree with the morgan and
run. So you spin.
Yeah. Tahar mafilim and the veilus of tefer shavet lehem bereishul gimel. When we say it has to be from a kosher animal, it doesn't have to be. It can be from a treifa or an avail of a kosher animal. It has to be a species of kosher animal. Minigus begide short. Reish chotal be main loy ikach megide behem adaka. A matmeya filah b'diavad is possible. If you can't, you don't have from behem agasa. Use from behem adaka, but you don't use from matmeya no matter what. Turkey in a mimuta liter begide nasha. Ginnosha is questionable. Can I use the Ginnosha, since that itself is an item of Isser? Maybe that can't be used for the mitzvah of Tefira, of sewing up the tefillah. So you're buying Ginnon, you have to make sure that it's a proper Ginn. So Sifnon, Ein Likus Ginnon, Me'en Yehudi, Mishum, Dechashinon, Shema, Shabahem, and Tzemeyahem. When you're buying it from the guy who's selling, maybe he's selling you the wrong stuff. Magam Shen Gidim Mitzuyim, a new halacha, a second halacha we're in the Sif. Magam Shen Gidim Mitzuyim, Gidim are not really available. So Tayfrin, Metali Durush, Shosim Min HaKlav, Ashiz Damel Hem Gidim. She makes sort of like a thread like item out of the leather. You cut it up in very thin lines, so it looks like a piece of thread. A piece of gid, so that's usable, that's reliable up to the point you can get to, you can replace it with something better.
What are you talking about? What?
Sewing up the gid for sewing the bottom. Or okay, Reish Chafet the Chashinim. So you can't buy from a goy because you're afraid that maybe he's selling you something which is not kosher. But the Afkar Shahu are looking about they have not criminal this may have given. So now the Shabbos get involved in the issue of called the parchment of a parish. We call Kumul Kamat Samasadami, Roiv Gidden, which are sold in the market, are kosher Gidden from animals which are of kosher species. So why in the world can I not buy? Why don't I rely on Roiv? The answer is, someone can't say, I went to the Goy's house to buy from him, and he's in a state of being a Kabua. We have a rule. Call Kumul Kamat Samasadami. So you went to their house to buy from them. You're aware that there is such a possibility. There's no race at all. Nobody we know ever uses it, never used it, never has used it, never will use it, doesn't use it. So then you're not going to the question, maybe. But we know some people do it. And you came to his house, it's a problem. Even though most people take from kosher species to make the sinews. You go to the guy when he's sitting in his house and he's kavua. We have a rule in Shas called kavua kamatsa maksadami. But if he himself left his kviyas and came to the shuk, she says, it's more to the men. Why? She came and she perished. He was a mean and called the parishman of a parish. He left his state of being of kavua into now being out there. That's called kavua. That's called the parishman of a parish. Now, if however you're not buying it from him, the guy walking around and selling, he's not coming to you. He's sitting in his store. So right, that's his kavias is in the store. You're not aware, but that some people use non-kosher gid.
Noise is it raining?
Gam can mutter lichtes and you're allowed to buy from them because there's no reisa. Shereb gidim hey me behemis tamaris. In general, they come from behemis tamaris. You're not aware of any possibility. Even though it's a kavua, it's mutter. I call it begidin shenim tavuya. But it's not talking about gidin, which you're talking about the original gid as is. It hasn't been made. It hasn't been twined into thread. I will begidin tavuya. We're dealing with cases of gidin which are tavuya. That's the morgan of rum. The also this mehem. You cannot buy from goyim. I feel who you do a shumi beimatra. Even though it's from a kosher ant species. There's a requirement of lishmo now. Now that you were toivit, the tviya has to be done lishmo. Tviya is a gidin, zu asi yosin. So you have to make them lishmo. And by gidin, the making is the tviya. So that's what's within your ability to do. So that has to be done lishmo. And go, v'nochrim labenei lishmo, you know, they don't do things lishmo. They raised the question if there's a need for Tzvi Lishma over here. So therefore we could argue that at least in the case, according to them, the case where you have nothing else available, you could buy Gidin Tzuvim from the Goy.
Well, for sewing up the tefillin, though.
For sewing up the tefillin.
Nice.
Then he said, if people with a place where there's no Gidin available and they use this Tali Dursh, what it was you would take parchment material, you would cut it into very thin slices, and they function like a piece of thread, a hard thread. So what we're saying over here is that it's from the proper animal, and so you can really use the schizim from cloth to sew up stuff. When
Achiz Damnu,
these you take a piece of cloth and you make cut it into very very thin strips. So those function like a chut.
Sew up say Torah tefillin and mezuzahs.
He's saying you can use it for anything in stam, right? Achiz Damnu. So you get real Gidin available. When you get true Gidin, you have to remove this Batil Dursh. Batil Dursh. You have to remove that and put it with real Gidin in. Some say even b'shasat chak you cannot use such an item. Who be Gidin has to be Dafka Gidin, and that's it. Tough luck. It's not Gidin, it's leather really. Or the Tirla Shimana, we have no makor that you can use leather for sewing. The Fiza im ain lo Gidin Macher, if nothing else is available, Kaparim lo Yavarcha Lehim, so we're going to make out of these things. You can't make a brach on them. Because you want to use intestines. Kimin Chutin. When they dry out, they become like a very thin type of chut. And let's say you don't sew with that. Gidim means gidim dafka gidim, which are the tendons which attach the muscles to the bones. You can't use gidim from a bird. There's a lot of different things, the items will look like threads. In the bird, some of them are chutin, some of them are vridim, some of them are gidin. I don't know what's what, so you can't use that. Let's hold it here.